I'm John, he's Patrick. Together we're the functional nerds. I'm John, he's Patrick. Together we're the functional nerds. Together we're the functional nerds.
This is a very sensitive subject.
Greetings and salutations, fair listeners. This is the Functional Nerds Podcast, and this is a very special episode. It originally aired for our Patreon backers first about 3 weeks ago, and now the rest of you get to listen to it. It's just the two of us between John and I, but it's also full of spoilers. This is the episode where we talk about Star Wars Rebels Season 1. 2 and season 3, at least the beginning of it. As of this recording, 2 episodes of season 3 have already appeared on Disney XD, and John and I go there and we talk about everything. So, if you have not yet seen Star Wars Rebels and you intend to, you want to, but you don't want spoilers, you may want to just not listen to this episode right now. Hit pause and then, you know, come back to it later. Of course, I realized if you just hit pause, you're not listening to this anymore and you're not hearing any of the further instructions. So I guess I could have done that a little bit differently. I probably should have given you all the instructions first and then told you to hit pause. But hey, you know what? It doesn't always work that way. But for those of you who are still listening, even after I told you to hit pause, you might want to come back to this episode after you've already seen seasons 1 and 2 of Star Wars Rebels and maybe like the first couple episodes of season 3. If, however, you don't care and you are fine with spoilers, then by all means, continue listening to this great episode of just me and John. Now, I will say this. If you want to hear episodes like these early when they're first recorded, all you have to do is go to patreon.com, Patreon. Everybody says it differently. I think John says Patreon. So patreon.com/functionalnerds and back us. Just back us there. Anything you want. I always recommend $5 because I think that's easy. It's cost of a latte. That'll work. And you'll get access to these early. You know, before everybody else, before they hit the regular feed. So anyway, this is the Star Wars Rebels episode of the Functional Nerds Podcast, full of spoilers. Take it away, me, which isn't weird or awkward at all to kind of introduce yourself. Yeah. John, you know, this is going to be our Patreon episode. I can never say it correctly. Do you think the people at Patreon know what a pain in the ass they are for creating this word or using this word that I'm having such a hard time and struggling with?
I think they are. I think they're aware.
Okay. Do you think our listeners care?
I don't think they care. I think it's funny because you and I both pronounce it differently.
I know.
I think I say Patreon.
Yeah.
And you say Patreon.
Well, and my friend Vivian says Patreon.
Definitely don't think it's that.
Yeah. Patreon. Anyway, you know, this is our just the two of us episode for our backers. And mm-hmm. Because of the topic, I'm going to use a song that I've been dying to use, a little clip of it.
Okay.
It's all about the bass, no rebels.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass,
Nice. Nice. Yes, we are going to talk about Star Wars Rebels today. I've been a big fan of it since it launched. And Patrick, I think now you've just binged a lot of it, correct?
I did. And I am very angry about that. And we can talk about that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit of other stuff before we get into that. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about, because this is the Patreon podcast,
which is weird because we don't really have an intro for it. That's why I just kind of went.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I think if you're listening to this and you know. It's and yeah, you know, because you're one of our backers, so you know everything. that you need to know about
you
us.
You know everything.
And this, we usually do end up throwing this episode into the feed like 3 or 4 weeks later.
And I'll put something on the front of it for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, one of the things that we wanted to mention, you know, we had that unplanned hiatus for a couple of weeks. And that was like the longest we'd ever gone. I mean, I think we'd gone once or twice.
Yep.
And that one was kind of weird.
It was like the perfect storm, which is bad because it's, as of this Saturday, there's like a hurricane hitting Florida. But it was like the perfect storm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been doing the Patreon for about a year and a half now, I guess, something like that. And, you know, we're very pleased with where it's at. And we thank everybody, especially if you're listening to this early. You're one of our backers. So thank you so much for that. Like, it really means so much to us, as we say all the time. But, you know, whenever you do these kinds of things, you have an idea, you have a plan, and you put it out there and you see how it goes. Now, we're very happy with the response, but, you know, with Patreon, there's the levels, and it's basically, you know, a dollar get you this and $5 get you that and all these kinds of things. And so if you're listening to this episode, so it just goes to show you how those levels, how they haven't exactly worked the way we thought they would in terms of how we've been able to deliver on it or not because of certain like technological limitations that ended up changing as we went through it. And about response, I am of the opinion that I think a lot of times when people back these things, especially with a podcast on Patreon, I think a lot of folks do it because I back up, because we have our Patreon account. We back a couple of other podcasts that we are fans of. And, you know, a lot of times I do it just because, well, I listen to that podcast every week and I want to, you know, show my support. Like, I don't really care about the extras. I care about, you know, supporting the podcast that I like, because most of the ones that we back at one point had commercials on them.
We also back a lot of our friends. Like, we see Murr is doing something. Oh, we got to back Murr.
Yeah. Yeah. So we back Murr and we back Tom Merritt on a couple of his and John Miro. And in fact, actually, you and I should really sit down because, yes.
Miro
rhymes
with hero.
Right. Miro rhymes with hero. Yes. You know, because I actually have come across a couple that it's like, oh, we should back that one too. And we should back that one too. So we
talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we like to support other people too. And I think.
And we have 44 backers right now. I just love it.
Yes. And I'm awesome. Kind of. Absolutely. And I'm kind of guessing that many of the people that back us because they like the show and they like, you know, the normal weekly show and they want to show support. You know, from what we've seen, I don't know how much the extras mean to people typically.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we have 44 backers. Most of them are above the, or either at or above the $5 level, which is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the most people we've ever actually had watching us live stream was three people. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Jeff Patterson, who came because I put the link on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't think he actually backs us. So that really only means the maximum backers we've had watching us is two.
Right. So, and I think as we may have mentioned on the show before, we certainly talk about it off air a lot. In terms of live streaming on YouTube now, it's just Google changes things every week.
Yeah, Google's a pain in the ass.
Look, yeah, they give you all these services for free and it's great. So it's funny to complain about all of this advanced, you know, services and technology and all that. But, you know, we as we've mentioned many times, like we batch record like 3 or 4 episodes at a shot. So we basically record once every 3 or 4 weeks. And every time we do,
it's changed.
Something has changed. It's like we have to learn it over again every week.
It changed today, John.
Yeah.
So normally we would go to plus.google.com, mm-hmm. and essentially in the chat window, you start a new video hangout. Mm-hmm. You can't do that anymore as of this week. Last time you could do that.
Yeah.
This time you can't. It's not there anymore. They've moved it to another website.
Mm-hmm.
So the hangouts have moved. Mm-hmm. And you can't stream those now. You can't live stream them the way you used to, which is the people who are participating get an invite to participate and everybody else gets a link to watch. You can't do that anymore via Google Hangouts. You have to connect everything to YouTube, where you're also publishing on YouTube now, whatever the video is that you're recording.
Right. Yeah. So because it's become harder, if not impossible, to do it, and because we haven't
only
had
have
a
two.
Lot of,
two people.
And haven't had a lot of people.
One
that
of them's
do
MB,
it.
And she sees me all the time anyway.
That we're probably not going to do that anymore. Now, it doesn't mean we may not live stream. There are other options for doing it. But I think most of the other options, it sort of becomes a thing where you might as well just open it up to the public then. Because I know, I mentioned Tom Merritt, most of his shows, they just live stream. They do it and they have a whole setup where they do it. And it's not.
They have a sophisticated setup.
Yeah,
we're not
they
that
have a,
sophisticated.
No.
We're like the crew of Serenity.
Yes, exactly.
We're trying to keep our ship, afloat.
Yeah, Tom Merritt is like a Star Destroyer, that crew, and we're more of a Serenity crew. But so we may look into doing that. But the point is that we do want to offer people who are backing us, even though I suspect most people, again, just like the regular show and don't care so much about the extras, but we would like to offer more things. And so if you're listening to this and you have some ideas for some little extras that we can do, let us know. I think a lot of you are already friends with us on Facebook or Twitter, or you know how to email us or whatever. So let us know. We might, because I mean, Patrick and I have had other ideas for other little kind of bonus shows and things like that. And maybe that's the kind of thing we can throw into the Patreon feed. We both have sort of our areas of nerdy interest that we can go down a rabbit hole either together or separately or with other folks. So it's something that we've talked about, and maybe that's an area to go into a little bit more. So we do want to explore those other options because, we want to give as much as we can. And right now, some of the things that we're offering just really aren't, they don't necessarily make sense for us to continue doing them. So we're going to look into others. So we want your feedback because you're the people that are backing us. And if anything, now we haven't done it yet. Maybe with this episode, we will. Patreon has changed things. It used to be to get this episode early, you'd have to actually download the file. And again, I don't think a lot of people were even doing that necessarily. I think a lot of people would just wait for this to show up in the regular feed anyway. Patreon is making it so that you can have feeds. Like, I think every particular patron will get their own personal feed that they then input into whatever their podcatcher is, I think including Apple's one, and you'll get our Patreon episodes in your feed, so you don't have to think about it. Once you'll get an email and it'll work that way. So hopefully that will help the people that get this episode early get it easier. So I have some ideas for other things we can throw in that feed as well.
Let's move on to Star Wars.
Absolutely.
I'm free. Let it flow. Let it flow. I am one with the dark side. Let it flow. Let it flow. This is the end of the Jedi. If you're not with me, then you're my enemy. What do you ask?
And what I'm wondering, John, is I have a couple of questions for you. So you were watching Rebels from the beginning.
I was.
I tried to watch the first episode and couldn't get into it. And so I just moved on and I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Disney XD pisses me off anyway because they do weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to watch Tron when Tron was on Disney XD, and it was always so kind of messed up with the scheduling and where it was going to be and everything. It was bad. So I already have a bias against Disney XD. But anyway, I caught up because I have the Amazon Fire Stick, the HD Fire Stick.
Okay.
And on that, it's essentially an Android device from what I understand. And so apps that work for Android work for that. So when you turn it on and you're going through, you can get a bunch of different apps, including the Disney XD app.
Oh, okay. So you have a cable subscription, so you're able to authenticate that.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, which it didn't used to need one, apparently, okay. But now it does. Oh, apparently, a lot of these apps used to, you didn't need to verify a cable subscription. You could just use them. Because as you're going through the reviews, you see a lot of complaints from people going, well, this was a great app until you made me have to have a cable account to use it. What's the point? But anyway, I still have Dish. We've talked about that before.
Right.
You know, I can't cut the cord. Mom needs a remote control.
Right.
And so I installed the Disney XD app. It immediately gives me like a website to go to, and I had to plug in and log in and all this kind of crap and verify. Then it starts live streaming immediately whatever's on XD, and you have to click browse, find the episodes. My experience with Star Wars Rebels was this. I would log into Disney XD. I would go to browse. I would find the episode. I would start watching it. About 7 to 15 minutes into the episode, it would freeze. I would have to go back to the home screen on Amazon Fire, and it would forget that the last thing I was looking at was Disney XD. So then I'd have to go hunting for that app again. I would go back into the app. It would like restart everything, and it didn't remember where I was in the episode. So then I'd hit play on the episode, and then I'd have to fast forward to roughly where I thought it was. And this was every single episode. It never failed. I never got to watch a complete episode without it freezing and doing this shit to me. It was ridiculously annoying, but I did manage to get through everything. And I'm all caught up. And one of the questions I had for you, I asked you on Twitter, what if Jawas are just Ugnaughts in robes?
It's a fair question.
Yeah. Another thing that I thought was an interesting revelation was the fact that the Inquisitors were Jedi Knights.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. Before we go ahead this far.
What? You want to do spoilers? They know. It's going to be spoilers.
Oh yeah, yeah. Maybe that's we're going to spoil Star Wars Rebels. So if you're not caught up, we are going to spoil it for you. So maybe pause that episode now. It'll probably be in the title of the show that this will be the Star Wars Rebels spoiler show. But you know, for if this is catching you by surprise, be like, you jerks, you just totally spoiled it.
I'm going now, with the Gale Carriger thing. It's been out more than 2 years.
I agree. I agree with that to a certain extent. I do. I forgot that the Inquisitors were Jedis. They actually say that at some point, because I sort of forgot.
So here's your spoiler. In the Sith Temple episode.
Was it the Sith Temple
episode? No, it was the episode where Kanan and Ahsoka and the kid are in the Jedi Temple, and they get split up. Mm-hmm. And Kanan is made a Jedi Knight by the Guardian of the Temple. Mm-hmm. And when the Guardian of the Temple takes off his mask, he was the Inquisitor.
Right.
And he's like, you are now a Jedi Knight, just as I once was.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Implicating or implying that all the Inquisitors were once Jedi Knights, which makes you go, so what happened? Did they round up some Jedi Knights and somehow do something to them to make them these Inquisitors?
Well, I don't necessarily mean that they're all. It could just be the one. That's possible.
But they're all, so far, the ones that they've shown have all been similar in age and skill. And
it's true. And I was thinking you probably would have really liked that, because the Inquisitors in season two, you had Sarah Michelle Gellar as the one Inquisitor. Mm-hmm. And I know you're a big Buffy fan, so that was probably pretty cool for you.
Sister Five, Brother Seven.
Yeah, I forget which was her name. Yeah, and well, and also that Kanan is her husband, Freddie Prinze Jr., which, you know, he does a good job, because like I don't know enough of like Freddie Prinze Jr.'s work to like really know his voice all that well, but I knew going in to season one that he was doing a voice, and it took me a while. I'm like, oh, he's Kanan's voice. Well, that's pretty good, because I wouldn't have suspected him to like have that kind of voice and to do that kind of work. So I thought that was pretty cool too.
Absolutely.
But in terms of the Inquisitors, I think that's pretty cool. And I just watched, just to kind of, you know, glue some of this together with a lot of that backstory. I was just watching the Star Wars show, which I don't think I've ever done as a pick, and I may do it as a pick on an upcoming episode. But the Star Wars show is this YouTube show that is actually, it's just like a little like 9 or 10 minute show once a week. It's done actually by Star Wars and Lucasfilm. It's like an official show, and it's a nice little, you know, 9 minute, just give you whatever the Star Wars news, and the hosts are very likable and everything. But Ashley Eckstein was the guest on the most recent one that I watched, and she was talking about the Ahsoka book that's coming out. And I don't know if you've seen that. So it's a young adult novel, I believe, but I'm kind of excited about that one now. I mean, I read all the Star Wars books anyway, but with this one, it's basically going from the time that she leaves Clone Wars. And it's going to focus particularly on the time after Order 66, and kind of fill in a lot of like where she was between that and when she pops up again on Rebels, which I think is really cool.
I've seen a little bit about that. I haven't like really, really paid a whole lot of attention to it. I like Ahsoka. She's one of my favorite characters, and I'm glad that they tied the two shows together, the Clone Wars and this one, by having her and Rex in there. Mm-hmm. And however, I know that with Clone Wars, they had an Ahsoka After the Jedi story arc that they were planning. Mm-hmm. There was going to be a whole story arc for her after leaving. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how much of that made it into this forthcoming book.
It could be a lot of that, because the Dark Disciple book is the one on Ventress and Quinlan Vos, and that's exactly what that book is. That book was a 6-episode arc that was supposed to be part of the, I mean, they already had it storyboarded. I think you could find online, you can actually find the storyboards, and I think you might even be able to find like the early bits of animation. Like, they were working on it.
It takes years to get
that. Yeah, like they were like halfway through it. And then I think, you know, that's when Disney bought it and just shut it down. And then they started working on Rebels soon after that. So let's
back up for a second, John.
There
might be people who are listening to this who don't have any clue what we're talking about. So the Rebels, the premise is that this is like a, I want to say it's like a Serenity kind of crew. It's like a Firefly kind of crew who pick up a kid on a planet, and he kind of becomes part of the crew, and he is force sensitive. And there's another guy, there's an older guy on the ship who's also force sensitive, who turns out to be a knight, even though he never got the title,
right,
until the end of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
He was a Padawan up until that point, essentially, but he knew enough that he could start training the kid, who's Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes place after the Clone Wars, but before A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit before The New Hope, because Princess Leia actually appears in it.
Mm-hmm.
So do Wedge Antilles is upcoming soon.
Yep.
They've had Lando Calrissian in it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had a lot of those characters kind of show up here and there throughout it. They've tied it back to the Clone Wars with several characters, including Ahsoka, who is like working with this fledgling Rebel Alliance against the Empire. They've had Rex show up because of Ahsoka. They've also had the smuggler guy, Hondo.
Hondo Onaka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And little things like that, callbacks. So they have tied the two shows together, which is kind of cool. And it kind of, the arc of the show is twofold. It's the sort of the burgeoning birth of this Rebel Alliance, as well as these two force sensitive characters who are becoming stronger and kind of growing as they're being hunted by Vader and his Inquisitors.
Mm-hmm.
Sum it up pretty well.
Yeah, I think that's a good sum up if someone has not watched the show. And I think it's gotten kind of like how the Clone Wars did too. It's still a TV7 rating. The first few episodes of season 1 I think were more sort of kid focused and a little lighter in tone, I would say.
And they do have people who die, but they die off screen, and right, you see instead of seeing the kill, you see the look of horror on the face of someone witnessing it.
Right. But as the show goes on, much like Clone Wars did, it does, I don't want to say it abandons, you know, being a kid show, but it no, does but get it's, much darker.
It's growing,
it does get,
it's growing with its audience, kind of like Harry Potter.
Yes. Yeah. And look, I'm sure they're very well aware of the fact that two dudes in their 40s, like you and I, are watching this too. So they have to, I think it's in their best interest to make it appealing to an older demographic too. So what I'm kind of curious about with it is like how long they will plan on doing the show for. One of the announcements that has happened recently was that Dave Filoni, who is, you know, runs Rebels there, he's just been made in charge of like Star Wars animation overall. Well, right now, other than like the Lego Star Wars shows, Rebels is the only show. So that implies that they're going to be doing other animated shows at some point. Because why would they make him the head of a department that only had one show?
If you look at it from a standpoint of just like a business decision, animation I think is easier because your actors aren't growing old on screen,
mm-hmm.
right? So they can have Ezra be a teenager for 10 years.
Sure,
mm-hmm. you know if they want to and need to kind mm-hmm. of thing. So who knows? And maybe they will do other Star Wars animated shows.
I mean, look, they. It's the thing that I always go back to, and it's the thing that John DiNardo of SF Signal and I would always talk about whenever we'd be on a podcast together and Star Wars would come up, was that it's such a vast universe that you can explore that you can have multiple shows and multiple, I mean, and you're seeing it, there's lots of books and everything too. There's lots of corners and lots of different places where you can tell compelling stories.
You say that, but I mean, the same thing could be said of Star Trek, and Star Trek had burnout.
Well,
people I guess had burnout. They went too far with Enterprise. Like it just didn't work for a lot of people.
And I'm sure, whoever the masterminds behind Star Wars are that are deciding what gets made and what doesn't, I'm sure they're aware of that too. And I'm sure they want to make as many things as they can that people will be interested in, but I'm sure they don't want to burn people out either. So that is going to be a balancing act.
Well, at what point does Star Wars Rebels bounce up against the movie that's coming out here in like, isn't it like 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, well, that's Rogue the question One. That I'm asking is that does Rebels have a finite timeline that they are working towards? Like, do they know it's going to be, now they're in season 3 right now. All signs point to that there'll be a season 4, I'm assuming. So do they have it in their heads like, it's going to be 5 seasons? That's how long it's going to be able to tell the story arc? And then we're going to bump up against when, you know, this hits... You know, A New Hope.
It depends. I mean, it could be a Lost kind of thing where they say publicly that they know exactly where it's going, and privately they're sitting there going, "Oh shit, we're screwed."
Oh, you mean like Battlestar Galactica too?
Yeah,
where they never really had a plan.
No.
And yeah. Me being a big Battlestar Galactica fan, I still feel that way. But anyway, yeah, and who knows? Because they can do
hey,
it.
Wait, where they- is that Starbucks standing over your? Oh no, wait, she just disappeared.
Yeah. Oh, spoiler, man. Again, 10 years ago now or whatever. But I mean, you could do it where you focus on those characters and you can have a thing where A New Hope bumps up and something happens where, you know, it's Ezra being an Obi-Wan Kenobi out on a desert planet by himself being a hermit. And
the problem with that, though, I mean, the problem with that is by the time, like, the time that those movies are in, they... Mm-hmm. Even Princess Leia, I always say Leia, even Princess Leia basically says, you know, Luke is the only Jedi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I think it's
and if it's
be-
if it's that whole thing where it's like, well, I don't call myself a Jedi because I'm not an actual Jedi. I'm just a Force user. Screw you.
Yeah, it's that would be, I don't think they would do that. I mean, as Tom Merritt pointed out when he was a guest on our show recently, it's or when we were a guest on one of his shows, was that yeah, they're either going to the dark side or they're dying.
Well, and that's what people said about Ahsoka. You know, I even joked about that. It's like the whole premise of the Clone Wars. Let's take this character, Anakin Skywalker, who is eventually going to become the darkest character. He's going to murder all of the Jedi. That's his destiny. That's what we know happens. He is going to murder all the Jedi. Let's give him a plucky sidekick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Just to switch gears, because I know we have a limited amount of time, I do want to point out, because you in sort of when you were giving the premise of the show, I have read a lot of I've read pretty much all the recent Star Wars books and most of the comics at this point too, and there is a Rebels prequel book written by John Jackson Miller. I believe it's called A New Dawn, is the name of it. And that book came out before the show actually started. Like, it was literally like, because I remember reading it before watching the show. And I've been thinking about that one recently because they reprinted that with the Tarkin book that James Luceno wrote. They put both books in one book. And they added three new short stories. So I recently got that book and read the three short stories in it, which are very good and also about all those characters. So you do get a lot of Kanan's backstory in that book. And they talk about Order 66 and the beacon that goes out to the Jedis. Also, there is the Kanan comics, which now there's, I think that was a limited series. And I read both of the graphic novels, trade paperbacks, whatever you want to call it. So that's like 10 or 12 issues altogether with that. So there's those two graphic novels of Kanan, which tell more of his backstory and start when he's a Padawan and who his Jedi master was and his time in the Clone Wars and how he actually fought in the Clone Wars, but as a youngster, like, you know, he was like 13 or 14 and fighting in the Clone Wars. So even though he was never a Jedi Knight, as you said, he did do some time in the Clone Wars and, you know, you get to see what happens to him after Order 66 and all that kind of stuff. So if you're into Rebels, there is a lot of backstory material out there between the comics, which Greg Weissman wrote those comics, which is very cool. Who's the creator of Young Justice. And the book that John Jackson Miller wrote is very good. And there's a good short story in there about Kanan as well. So a lot of good material if you're into that stuff. I recently read the comics and the short stories. So really good stuff. If you're out there and you want to get it, it's there for you to get.
And John, I think that's a good time and good place to wrap it up because we are, as you said, we're batch recording today and we are just about out of time.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So yeah, give us your feedback. Let us know what you would like to see us do. As you said, we are going to change things up a little bit and we want to offer you some different things. We have some ideas, but we'd like to hear your ideas because you are the folks that are backing us. We appreciate it. So thank you to everyone that is already backing us. And when this show goes in the feed, and if you're listening to this and you're not one of our backers, consider becoming one of our backers. Go over to patreon.com/functionalnerds.
I am really good at that. Come on.
You are. That was good. I was trying to be silent, like really let it have its dramatic weight. I thought it was very good.
My call. Good. Your imbalance woke me from a deep slumber.
Imbalance?
Your presence is like a violent storm in this quiet world.
You're a force wielder. But you're not a Jedi.
Wielder? Jedi and Sith wield the Ashlar and Bogan, the light and the dark. I'm the one in the middle, the Bendu. What do you call yourself?
I am Kanan Jarrus, Jedi Knight.
You carry conflict with you, Kanan Jarrus, Jedi Knight?
It's this.
Interesting.
Careful, it's dangerous.
How so?
It's a Sith holocron, a source of evil. My student's been using it, and I'm afraid it's changing him.
An object cannot make you good or evil. The temptation of power, forbidden knowledge, even the desire to do good can lead some down that path. But only you can change yourself.
Thanks, Mo.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.
Still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Would you like a chili, baby?
I'm the one in the middle.